Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come down upon us like fire, even as you did in the times of the apostles, the breath of Jesus upon your servants, teaching us to die to ourselves and to live to righteousness. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be alway acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, every night before bedtime, I snuggle up beside two little girls and I whisper to them in a mock stage whisper, just loud enough so everybody in the room can hear, I'm going to tell you a secret. And my oldest daughter starts shaking her head. No, no, Daddy, I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say. I said, no, you don't. No, you don't. Yes, I do. I do. I do. I lean forward and I say, I love you and I will always love you and I'm proud of you. Yes, 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 Daddy. Let's read another story. No, it's time for bed. Oh, okay. But I repeat this every evening. Every evening, whether or not my daughters have been little angels or little goats for the day, I repeat it every evening because it's true. I love them and I will always love them, and I am proud of them. I'm proud of how they bear my name and how they bear witness to what it means to be part of our family as they grow. I'm proud of them. And so I whisper this secret to them. Secret. And oddly enough, it is precisely this secret that Jesus whispers to St. Stephen in our text this morning. St. Stephen, Stephanos, as he's known in Greek, the crown. Stephen, the Hellenistic Jew, the Greek-speaking Jew. Stephen, the man full of the Holy Spirit. Stephen, the one of the seven, the first seven, that the apostles laid their hands upon, their hands crowning the crown's head, and made him a deacon. One to look after the Hellenistic widows, the Greek-speaking Jewish women who had long lost their husbands and had no one to take care of them. Stephen, a man whose words rang out over the crowds, convicting them by the power of the Spirit. And signs and wonders followed in what Stephen did. The Spirit was with him. Miracles! Miracles even, we are told, of the hard-headed priests in the temple starting to believe in Jesus. And yet not all were happy with Stephen. The synagogue of the freedmen raised a fuss. Their young PhDs slinging Torah and tradition around. The foremost of them, Saul of Tarsus, the short little man with the big head and too many teeth, spitting and sputtering, waving his finger in the air, trying to talk down Stephen every chance he can get. And yet, the Spirit crowns the crown with success. And so Stephen stands before the Sanhedrin. And once again, Saul of Tarsus and the others are pouting and stomping. He wants to destroy the temple. He says Jesus is going to destroy it. He's teaching us to get rid of everything Moses taught us. And as all those elders and priests gather round, they see Stephen's face shining like an angel, and Stephen begins to preach his favorite sermon. God has come down and templed with his people over and over again, with Abraham and with Joseph and with Jacob and with Solomon. And each time God temples with his people will find a way not to worship at that temple. They go worship idols. And sometimes they even make an idol of the temple itself. And that's what you people have done. God sent down his temple again, the body of Jesus, and you killed him. You killed the true temple. You are the descendants of those who don't worship rightly. And of course, at this, Saul of Tarsus, with his too many teeth grinding and clacking, the high priest swaying back and forth in mock horror, the screams erupting in anger. It's too much. Too much. And we know what's about to happen. But it's precisely at this moment that it's as if Jesus snuggles up next to a little boy, a deacon named Stephen, and whispers a secret in his ear. Stephen looks up. He points, "Look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the Father's right hand." "No, no, 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 no." Saul and the others stomping their feet. "No." And now they're grabbing his hair. They're grabbing his cloak. They're dragging him outside the city. They're tearing off their own cloaks and throwing them at the feet of the chief prosecutor, Saul of Tarsus, the Cilician. And one by one, they lift up the biggest rocks they can find, the ones with the jagged edges, their arms trembling over their heads, and they drop them on Stephen's body, the bones snapping, popping, cracking. The sweat runs down their backs, for stoning is bloody hard work. Stephen lifts his shattered fingers to the heavens as he kneels. "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And then another stone falls, and he is on the ground, his broken jaw slurring out his final words, "Lord, do not hold this against them." And he dies. But he dies having heard Jesus' secret. The secret whispered to him in that moment. Did you catch those whispered words? Remember what Stephen said. "Look, I see the Son of Man standing at the Father's right hand." Standing. The late Eastern Orthodox priest, Father Hopko, has pointed out, Father Thomas Hopko has pointed out that this is the only place in the Bible, and it's true, I've looked it up, it's the only place in the Bible where it refers to Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. All other instances referring to Jesus at the Father's right hand refer to him sitting at the Father's right hand. We said it just now in the Creed, "and sitteth on the right hand of the Father." Jesus is standing. He's standing for Stephen. He is honoring Stephen. He is snuggling up next to the deacon and whispering in his ear, "I love you, I will always love you, and I am proud of you. I honor you. I stand for you." Jesus honors Stephen. Jesus whispers that secret to Stephen. "I am proud of you." But of course, Stephen is not an only child in the kingdom of God. And so this morning, Jesus whispers to you and to me, "I love you, I will always love you, and I am proud of you. I stand in honor of you." We often look over our lives with a little bit of despair. I'm no hero, and I am definitely no Saint Stephen. And in one sense, it's true, right? None of us have had big rocks dropped on our head to kill us for the sake of Jesus. None of us have been herded out on an Egyptian riverbank and had our heads sawn off for the name of Christ. And yet, Stephen was no perfect individual. Yes, you and I are not always angels. In fact, sometimes we're little goats running around. Sometimes we need to repent. But of course, if you think St. Stephen or any of the saints were perfect, I have news for you. you've not been reading your Bible very well, because the Bible and the kingdom of God is not about perfect people. It is about a perfect God. Stephen had his moments where he was less than angelic. In fact, if you read between the lines of his sermon, he's probably rubbing it in a little bit to all the Sanhedrin gathered around. He's a little bit of a showman. And yet Jesus stands to honor him. Jesus whispers, "I am proud of you." And Jesus whispers that to you and I this morning as well. Sure, we have not been put to death in honor of Christ, and yet we are those who bear his name. And just like I'm proud of my daughters for bearing my name, Jesus is proud of us for bearing his name. When we bear witness to him by flipping open the page to the first page of our grandmother's favorite novel and reading for her as she rocks back and forth in her chair, her blind eyes unable to see anymore, Jesus stands to honor us. When we are up with the five-year-old for the third time in the night, vomiting in the bucket, Jesus stands to honor us. When we are so desperately desiring to click on that website, and instead we turn off the computer, Jesus honors us. He whispers, "I'm proud of you." Someone has once said that martyrdom is a single decision and a single act. And yet, a full life lived is a continual martyrdom of thousands of little decisions and thousands of little acts, dying to who we are, putting to death our self-love for love of others, learning to be true human beings, those who are not afraid to die to ourselves. And the Spirit of God is at work in our lives, teaching us to do that. And Jesus honors us for that. He stands for us in that moment. He whispers in our ear, "I love you, I always will love you, and I am proud of you." And you know, sometimes that's what we need to hear so that we can go on and bear his name in the next moment, in the next difficult little thing. Jesus does love us, he will always love us, and he stands to honor us. He stands and proclaims, "I am proud of you," even as he is proud of St. Stephen. And sisters and brothers, that is good news. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.